Nice. So. Wow. Alright, no reason to invest in loser stuff in America. Like a $4 million house in the States. 4.7, 6.5. Wow. All right, so some thoughts about economic parity. So the general idea is, yeah, you're not gonna get this level of luxury anywhere in the States. It's like, it's amazing. This is like a forest retreat. It's called the Mostay, M-O, and you essentially have like a private forest villa. So clean, so fresh, so beautiful, and it's kind of a little bit difficult to describe in words just how insanely epic this place is. It's like just all wood, everything. You're surrounded by the forest. Yeah, good vibes, good vibes. I think the big problem is in the States, to build something like this is just like far too much labor. It'd probably be too expensive to build something like this in the States. And also like, I think like Vietnamese people are very entrepreneurial and very aesthetic. And you know, a lot of people are inspired by kind of like the wabi-sabi vibes too. So certainly, anyone who designed this as an architect probably has watched some Miyazaki films, right? And yeah, I think like my personal practical thought is it makes so much more sense to stay and just quote-unquote rent an experience like this rather than having to buy an quote-unquote own it. I think one of the big problems in America is that like we're so caught up in this notion of quote-unquote ownership. It's like I own this, and as a consequence you just can't open up your mind to new beautiful experiences like this. And yeah, and I think just a random thought about Bitcoin too is just like it's kind of the ultimate optionality money you could have. It's easy to send, to store, to liquidate whenever you want to. So yeah, in terms of just life and everything in between, yeah, open up your mind, open up your soul.